My mother speaks to me from the dead, after Sharon Olt. Isn't it funny, man? It took me dying, but I finally got out of New York. I know you don't like that word, but it is what it is, you know. Death ain't so bad, anyway. I've ridden the autumn wind through ancient elms in Forest Park. I've hitchhiked across lonely country roads at dusk, unseen and undisturbed. I've dug deep into the earth. Look for me and you'll see. I'm the first tulip in spring, the pink one. I think there's room for two poets in the family. But enough about me. I want to talk about you, man. I love who you've become. Not a stuffy statue sculpted to perfection, but the one that's been chipped again and again. The dimension's not quite right. The color a little off and rusting, but so fucking what? Perfect's boring. I know, I'm embarrassing you. Too bad. I love even the parts of you that are your father. Your rage like furnace flames fanned and scorching under that quiet facade. Your quiet seething strength, river raging against the dam. Yeah, I know they're cliche, so sue me. I love your silence. Your mouth was always sealed shut with the glue of social anxiety. That was the me in you, believe it or not. Oh, what am I saying? Of course you knew. I never would leave the house until my hair was done. Too embarrassed for Facebook. Never remarried. But anyway, where was I? Oh, that's right. Your silence. I'm sorry I couldn't give you more. I'm sorry I couldn't help you. Couldn't carry you like a mother kangaroo and protect you when things got real bad. I'm sorry. I should have listened to my gut. I knew something was wrong that day. Should have reached down your throat and pulled the pills out myself. I know you never meant to hurt me, but you did, man. I've never hurt so fucking bad. But I forgive you. Your nanny always said silence talks. You never could say what you wanted to say out loud. But that's okay, man. I knew. I always knew.